Utah Symphony and Utah Opera is working with local organizations to bring three pop-up concerts to Summit County. Director of Communications Renee Huang says they're excited to bring some of their artists to perform.
Wednesday, Thursday, and next Tuesday, we are partnering with Arts Piano for All, the Summit County Public Art Advisory Board, and PCSC Arts Council, and we will actually have an opera and a symphony presence on those pianos at very unexpected locations. So we're excited for everyone to come out and hear these 30-minute performances. So the first two, you're actually going to hear a Utah Opera resident artist duo. So they are these two who go into the schools during the school year and sing opera mashups for all the school kids around Utah. Robert Bosworth is the pianist, and bass baritone Jesus Murillo is the vocalist. So you'll hear everything from popular show tunes and arias to Robert will do a couple solos on the piano. Okay. And then next week, next Tuesday, one of our violinists, Lynn Rosen, will actually be performing along with Jed Moss, who is a local pianist down in Salt Lake.
Jocelyn Scudder of Park City Summit County Arts Council has the details for the events on June 20th, 21st, and 26th.
We received some funding from Utah Division of Arts and Museums, and we said, let's program these babies. So there are four locations out in the county where there are pianos. We only programmed three. There's one in the Aquatic Center where the acoustics actually aren't great. So we're hosting one at the Kimball Junction Transit Center, which is the Wednesday performance, June 20th from 5:30 to 6:30. And then on Thursday, June 21st, from 5:30 to 6:30 as well, there's going to be an outdoor performance at the Summit County Library in Kimball Junction. And then the Tuesday performance on June 26th from 12 to 12:30, so we kind of targeted a lunch hour, we're going to bring the art piano outside at the Colville City Hall. That's one of the locations, and so we thought that would be fun to bring it out outside so city staffers and local residents can drive by, sit down, have a picnic. So I think it's going to be really fun.
Huang says Utah Symphony was happy to be involved as a way of saying thanks to Park City for being their summer home.
It's the 15th anniversary of the Deer Valley Music Festival up here in Park City, Summit County. And so that is the summer residency for the Utah Symphony, which is actually only one of 15 full-time orchestras in the nation. So we really wanted to have a way to give back to the community, say thank you for being our home away from home for the past 15 plus years, and collaborate with a bunch of other community organizations. So this is just the first of several collaborations. We have smaller ensembles in unexpected locations. People can go to our website, deervalleymusicfestival.org, and look at community events to see almost a dozen different pop-ups that we're doing. We're coupling with Mountain Town Music and Park Silly Sunday Market, and so we'll be in and around and out and about town and in some of the galleries as well.
PCSC Arts hopes that this program will help launch more programming for the public pianos.
We hope so. This is a pilot project for us, and I think there's a lot of opportunity with, not only the Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, but perhaps other performers as well. So we want to activate these pianos and energize them, make the community really aware of this program, and hopefully we actually are looking to add two new pianos this upcoming year. And so we've cultivated some piano donations and are working. We actually have a call for artists out for artists who decorate the pianos. So if you want to learn about that call, you can go to pcscarts.org and learn more about it. And if you're an artist, we encourage you to apply and become involved.
That's Jocelyn Scudder of Park City Summit County Arts Council, along with Renee Huang of the Utah Symphony and Utah Opera. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.